Friday, 33rd week, Ordinary Time 1. The first reading from the first book of Maccabees, chapter 4, verses 36 to 37 and 52 to 59. Then said Judas and his brothers, "Behold, our enemies are crushed. Let us go up to cleanse the sanctuary and dedicate it." So all the army assembled, and they went up on Mount Zion. Early in the morning, on the 25th day of the ninth month, which is the month of Chislev, in the 148th year, they rose and offered the sacrifice as the Lord directs on the new altar of burnt offering which they had built. At the very season and on the very day that the Gentiles had profaned it was dedicated with song and harp and lute and cymbals. All the people fell on their faces and worshipped and blessed heaven who had prospered them. So they celebrated the dedication of the altar for 8 days and offered a burnt offering with gladness. They offered a sacrifice of deliverance and prayer. They decorated the front of the temple with golden crowns and small shields. They restored the gate and the chamber for the priests and furnished them with doors. There was a very great gladness among the people, and the reproach of the Gentiles was removed. When Judas and his brothers and all the assembly of Israel determined that every year at that season the day of dedication of the altar shall be observed with gladness and joy for 8 days, beginning with the 25th day of the month of Chislev. The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 19, verses 45 to 48. And he entered the temple and began to cry out those who sold, saying to them, "It is written, 'My house shall be a house of prayer,' but you have made it a den of robbers." And he was teaching daily in the temple. The chief priests and the scribes and the principal men of the people sought to destroy him, but they did not find anything they could do, for all the people hung upon his words. Sharing of the reading. First, the theme. The purification of the temple. The temptations of the world and the busyness of life often lead us to the ignorance of truth and of the meaning of our life. The result is that instead we must actively control our life. We let others to control our life. For example, we let business people control our life when we buy too expensive house or sport car, have dinners at five-star restaurants, drink expensive XO bottle of cognac, which is one of our weekly ways. When one is used to these things, he must find a way to earn more money without concerning the way it robber or not. A doctor spends about 15 to 20 minutes with a poor patient. and charged them the amount which is equivalent with his weekly salary. Sunday is the day to worship God and to rest. Many also use this day to earn more money without concerning damages for their spiritual life and health. Today's reading invites us to look deeply into the temple of our soul, to recognize idols needed to sweep away and to make our soul holy for God's dwelling. In the first reading, Judah and Mattathias' son called the people to go up and to purify temple from all Gentiles' impurities so that it would be a deserved place for God's dwelling. In the Gospel, Jesus entered the temple to chase out those who make his father's house into a den of robbers. Second analysis, first reading. Let us go up to cleanse the sanctuary and dedicate it. The third point. People need to recognize impurities and its results. In yesterday's first reading, Judah's father and his brother were angry because the king of Phrixus had offered a pork offering to idols on the table which is due to offer to God. Their father, Mattathias, out of his anger to protect God's law, killed a Jew who went up to offer offering to idols, and the king of Phrixus who commanded it. After that, he led his son and those who were eager like him to enter a desert to prepare for a revolution. After a while, his military power was strong enough, and with God's protection, he and his son were victorious over Antiochus' army. He passed away and handed the military fork to Judah and his brothers. When they liberated Jerusalem, the first thing they wanted to do is to purify the temple, because the Gentiles make it unclean. So Judah said to his people, "Behold, our enemies are crushed. Let us go up to cleanse the sanctuary and dedicate it." So all the army assembled, and they went up to Mount Zion. Early in the morning on the 25th day of the ninth month, which is the month of Chislev, in the 148th year, they rose and offered the sacrifice at Lord directs, on the new altar of burnt offering which they had built, at the very season and on the very day that the Gentiles had profaned it. It was dedicated with song and harp and lute and cymbals. The second point. People must frequently cleanse and sanctify the temples. People were so happy and forgot about this race called by the Gentiles. Judah, his brothers, and the Israel congregation decided that every year, in the 8th day from the 25th of Chislev, they will celebrate the dedication of the temple solemnly and joyfully. This is the origin of Hanukkah, which the Jews celebrate on December 12 every year. This must be done to all temples and churches in the world, and through the purification of each individual temple. God is the most holy. Wherever He presents, there is no devil and He damages it. In opposition, wherever God is not present, devils will exercise their power and humans must endure their damages. Second, the gospel, the cleansing of the temple. Third point, do not convert the temple into a den of robbers. The temple is the house of prayer. The high priest and the priest have a duty to maintain the holiness of the temple. But they esteem the material gains over the worship. They use the temple to make money, and people fail to rob them. There are two ways they use to earn money. First, exchanging of money. Jerusalem is the trading place for many nations, Israel, Greece, Rome, Syria, Egypt, etc. They set their exchanging booths and get percent interest from the amount of exchanging money. Such exchanging booths are still existing in the present Jerusalem. Second, selling animals for offering. All Jews who went up to the temple must offer their sin offering for their sins to be forgiven. They could bring their own cattle or buy them at no local places with cheaper price. But the animals must be approved by the temple priests. To meet the law requirement, many of them must buy animals from the priest or their relative with a higher price. The main reason why Jesus was angry, because they used religion to steal the poor money. He entered the temple to chase them out and said, "It is written, my house shall be a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of robbers." Second point, the bitterness of God's word. Jesus was very courageous to do this act because it hurt the leaders' right. To protect their power, honor, and material gains, the leaders had turned back to the truth and look for an opportunity to kill Jesus. The temple needed to purify is not just the Jerusalem temple, but is expanded to all temples of God in the world, to all temples of family and of individual. As St. Paul said, "The body is the Holy Spirit temple." To purify a temple means to return to God the highest place in it. The faithful should not put anyone or anything above Him, because the first commandment teaches that. To purify a temple, it also meant to treat others justly and with love. One should not view any reason to become rich from people hard-working money. The most effective way to purify a temple is to fake God's word, even though it is bitter, because the truth always hurts. But only the truth can set us free. And the conclusion of today's passage said, all the people hung upon his words Whoever refused to face God or even was at high priest and scribe, tried to find a way to destroy God's word, each to claim death for oneself. Such a temple, as Jesus declared, is no longer a place for God, but a den of robbers. Application in life. We must frequently cleanse our temple to be a worthy place for God's dwelling. We also need to purify our motives when we celebrate liturgy and sacraments. Is it because our reverence and love for God, or because of our power, honor, and material gains? God's word is the most suitable instrument for purification. Read and meditate God's word day and night will help us to recognize idols and sins in us before we clean them out. We must accept the bitterness of God's word to purify our soul, to turn our back to His word, or to find a way to suffocate it, is to make our temple a den of robbers. Amen.